Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues the industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're joined by Carl Hansen from the LAN Access Division. Carl, what do you do in the LAN Access Division?
Well, I'm a product manager for all the OEM custom NICs. So we build the custom adapters for IBM, HP, Dell, and Sun. Oracle.
A lot of people don't associate Intel with networking. Can you tell us the history of the LAN Access Division, what we've been doing over time, and where we're taking the group?
We've actually been in Ethernet for over 25 years. We've sold millions of Ethernet ports over those many, many years. So we've been all along with the various speed bumps, so back at the old 10 megabit all the way to 100 megabit to 1 gigabit, and now 10 gigabit. So Intel's been with all of those transitions, actually participating in defining all those transitions and being the leader in most cases.
And I know that we've been talking about 10 gigabit Ethernet for a long time, but there's some new stuff that's happening with the technology that's delivering it to customers more broadly. Can you tell us a little bit about what the changes have been in terms of the standards?
10 gigabit has been around since about 2003, but it has been very widely deployed yet. To now, customers have had the choice of doing optical types of connections, which are very, very expensive. More recently, there has been a new MSA spec or MSA agreement that allows a 7 meter SFP plus direct attach connection, which is a great application for the racks all the way to a top of rack switch. And now what's coming is 10 gigabit LOM. So 10G base T that will be available for broad deployment of all racks and towers throughout the whole data center.
And so this allows for much broader deployments on copper, I would think, and a lot more flexibility in how you network in the data center.
Absolutely.
And what has the reaction been for this technology?
Well, it's a little bit slow in coming. People, they've seen the 10 gig out in optical form for some time now, and people are often wondering and are asking, when's 10G base T going to be available? Well, we've been shipping adapters since 2008. And for three subsequent generations or three subsequent years, we've been deploying a brand new 10G base T card. What's kind of interesting now and what's exciting about what's happening now is that we're able to integrate the PHY and the MAC together. And so now we can bring 10G base T to LOM, so LAN on motherboard.
So actually shipping a server with 10 gigabit Ethernet on the motherboard itself, no need for an incremental card of any kind.
That's correct.
That's fantastic. Now, let's take a step back.
Okay.
Many customers today are utilizing 1 gigabit Ethernet and aggregating multiple ports together to get the amount of bandwidth that they need. What is the advantage over moving from that multiple 1 gigabit connections to a 10 gigabit solution?
Well, it really simplifies your network infrastructure. So because of virtualization, server consolidation, and some of the key trends that have created a greater demand for network I/O, people have been scaling that with 1 gigabit ports. But the cost and complexity of doing it with multiple gigabit ports is becoming prohibitive. So being able to replace 10 1 gig ports with a single 10 gigabit port has a significant impact on cost reduction and reducing complexity in the network.
And when it comes to the LOM, I would assume that that's even further cost reduction for customers taking a look at this.
Absolutely. Up to now, 10 gig has been costing, $400 or $500 a port. We're actually getting it down now under $400 a port with our latest adapter.
Mm-hmm.
But now when it comes on the server, it's really part of the cost of the server. And basically, the 10 gig comes free with the platform.
Are you utilizing Cat 6 wire for these implementations? Or is there something special here?
No, it's kind of the Cat cabling we've known for quite some time with gigabit. Now with 10 gig, we're using the same CAT or CAT 6 and CAT 6A with 10G base T. For several years now, most of the data centers have been pulling CAT 6 or CAT 6A wire, and so they're really ready. Everyone's ready and has the wire infrastructure they need to go to 10G base T.
So how'd you do it? I mean, I think that it's interesting because people said, we could only do it at 7 meters, at 17 meters. Now you've got it up to 100 meters. How did you guys pull it off?
Well, that's a good question. One of the things that we've done is we've got new processes, have been able to shrink the size of some of the PHYs. And now the big step that we've taken is to be able to integrate the PHY and the MAC into a single processor. That gives us the capability to reduce the power as well as the cost and get that 100 meters that people normally associate with base T.
Well, Carl, thanks very much for coming on the program. I'm looking forward to hearing about what happens in Ethernet in the future.
Well, thank you very much, Allison. Good to be here.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.